This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and our show today is about unseen factors that shape our lives. There's a new health fad that involves a clear bag filled with liquid, and that liquid supposedly contains invisible superpowers that will make you feel healthy and strong. Remember those oxygen bars from a few years ago? This new trend involves putting the magic mix right into your veins. Pop singer Rihanna has done it. Actress Sofia Vergara even set up an IV hydration station at her wedding. But is there any science to back this up? Here's Tanya English.
So you saw the waiting room?
Yeah.
Obviously.
What do you guys do here?
So right here we have two practices. We have my integrative medical practice called Arcana Health.
Jason Hartman gives me the tour of his Philadelphia practice. Throughout the space, there are hardwood floors and exposed brick, natural light, and green plants. Hartman is a physician, and his specialty is osteopathic medicine, using touch to diagnose and treat. I'm here to see his new business, Restore IV, where he gives people high-dose vitamins with a needle in an intravenous bag.
We have two recliners here, as you can see the IV pole in between. So
big LCD TV.
Big LCD screen.
How big is that TV?
That is probably about 64 inches.
There's a menu of drips sold to boost immunity or help you detox or turn up your glow. Hartman says people want that experience.
You know, they've heard that Kim Kardashian just got her infusion before the Met Gala for, you know, for the beauty IV, right?
The basic cocktail includes vitamin C, zinc, B vitamins, and if you have a headache, the doctor might add a little magnesium. Sounds good, except I don't actually know what any of those things do.
When someone says vitamin, minerals, antioxidants, amino acid, that all sounds the same to me, and I don't know what a biochemical is, and I don't know why I need a more.
What I like to think of these as is these are your natural pharmacy. And in chronic diseases, these things can be depleted with stress of, you know, just a stressful lifestyle. And if they become deficient enough, it alters your internal pharmacology enough to possibly manifest as a symptom or a disease.
In cities like New Orleans, Las Vegas, even Ibiza, there are infusion places called Hangover Heaven or the Remedy Room that cater to tourists who party hard.
Where they go right into your hotel room and they, you know, they bring a pretty woman for a bachelor party. You know, everyone's hungover. They come in, they do it.
But Jason Hartman cares for people with serious diagnosed illnesses, including chronic fatigue and migraines. For those patients, he says IV treatment supports healing. Other patients are generally healthy and they want to stay that way. Hartman says it's lifestyle management.
Seems like there's a moment happening, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a moment happening here. We are a bigger, better, faster culture. I want to be a better me. You want to be a better you. And I think this trend reflects that.
One longtime patient is a Philadelphia attorney with two kids and an exhausting travel schedule at work.
Anything to avoid antibiotics.
Or being out of commission.
Absolutely.
Yana Shapiro comes in for 100 milligrams of the drip called immunity protection when she wants to prevent a cold.
I have two small kids that bring anything from foot and mouth to pink eye to colds home periodically.
It takes less than a half hour to get the infusion. And while she waits, the cushy theater seats recline and the room has a dimmer switch.
I take this time as me time to relax and, you know, kick back and close my eyes for a couple of minutes.
All right, so I'm going to put a tourniquet on. We'll make sure you have a good vein. Let's see what things look like.
Before he inserts the butterfly needle in Shapiro's arm, a medical assistant puts on surgical gloves.
And go ahead and sterilize the site.
Like any skin puncture, there's a very small risk of infection or bruising and bleeding if you miss the vein.
All right, so we're getting ready to introduce the needle. You ready? Take a deep breath in. Blow out hard. Good.
And okay. Actually, as I'm getting the IV, I could feel the vitamin C in my mouth.
What does that taste like?
It's that citrusy taste that you feel automatically as the IV goes in.
The treatments cost from $150 to $200. And at Restore IV, everyone pays the doctor's office directly. They don't take insurance.
Is it worth it? It's not cheap.
It is not cheap. It is absolutely worth it for me.
But if you mostly eat your kale and your quinoa, why would you even need a boost of vitamins delivered straight to your bloodstream? Skeptical doctors say that you probably don't. A healthy gut takes in the nutrients that we need. Ather Ali is a research scientist at Yale School of Medicine. If IV infusion makes people feel better, he suspects it's a placebo effect.
You know, when your child falls down, scrapes their knee, and you give them a kiss, I mean, there's value in that.
The phenomenon is more complicated than just giving a patient a dummy sugar tablet. Ali says offering an invasive placebo, like an IV, can have a stronger effect than a pill.
The idea of context and ritual and coming to a doctor and, you know, feeling reassured and paying money.
Ali and some of his colleagues tested an IV treatment called the Myers cocktail on about 30 people with fibromyalgia. That's a syndrome that causes muscle pain and fatigue and can be hard to treat. Half the study participants got IV vitamins. The other half got a saline solution without the vitamins.
And the interesting finding was that everyone got better.
People reported less pain, and they said they were better able to do the things they needed to do every day. Ali says if a treatment is helping someone and there's nothing else available, that may be a reason to use it, even if the fix is 100% placebo effect. But he does not offer high-dose intravenous vitamins in his practice. Ali says he can't ethically recommend the treatment for healthy people.
If people are just using it to feel good or energy boost, I mean, I would say go exercise for 30 minutes and you'll probably get more out of that.
If you do try it, believers and non-believers say someone should ask about your medical history before the needle goes in. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.